Well, how often does a sitting president come to Butler, Pennsylvania? Wow, very, very seldom. This is the craziest thing. I just got to tell you this. I never work a Saturday night. It's been years. I can't even remember when I've ever worked a Saturday night. One of our staff persons, she had three children, and my heart finally consented about 10 days ago to work 3 to 9 tomorrow night so she could take her kids trick-or-treating. I didn't know about the president coming to Butler until about 4 days ago. I was so disappointed that I couldn't go. It's one of those times in life when you just have to suck up a disappointment. Oh, man, telling you the truth. I would have liked to have been there. So I watched it on Fox News, but oh my goodness, I've never worked a Saturday night. So I texted our girls, and said, I just got to say one thing. God helped us to dodge the COVID-19 for all these months. He's helped me in Mahaffey when I wanted to go so badly and play the musical instruments up there. I wanted to go so badly, felt not to go, dodged the bullet in ways that I can't explain now. Many got it. And so now I have to look at it and say, God, you knew this was going to happen and transpire before I did. You knew about it and I didn't. So I have to just somehow in my weak mind feel like God just, knows what he's doing. I couldn't be there, but I do think it's awesome. I guess from what Jean heard, that we haven't had a sitting president come to Butler since JFK.
Campaigning?
Well, oh, listen to that information. Listen to that information. He was campaigning. Okay, so he wasn't president. So this is the very first time. Yeah, that makes me feel so much better. Then that, thank you, sister. That really helps me. You know what? Yes. Oh, good. Yeah. What an awesome experience, and what neat things. No matter who is in office, that just to see the sitting president would just be so awesome. We're going to talk about another president, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Open you with your Bibles to me to the book of Psalms. And I know you're not surprised that we're going here. I honestly don't plan this. It hits my head like this. Psalms 48, verse 14, and I entitled this message, The Compass of Our Soul. So let's read this and we'll move on. Psalms chapter 48, verse 14 says, For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death, or some Spurgeons say even to the end. But God will be our guide. I have something around my neck, and it is a compass. And in my early 20s, I was deer hunting. I hunted deer. I don't think I missed a year from the age of 16 to 40. At 40, I got tired of the cold. And I'm still tired of the cold. But in my 20s, I deer hunted every year. And one day I was in Portville, New York, and I thought, I want to go to this section of the woods in these mountains. I want to go there and I want to deer hunt. I don't want to have to think about where I am. I don't want to worry about getting lost. And it's easy. If you go to a section in the mountains or in the woods, it's really, really easy to get lost. So I remember going to the top of this mountain. I can see it now. I was up on a high mountain. There were woods and mountains all around me. And I looked, and the road went all the way down through. I knew that it went from east to west. So I got out this compass. And even though I didn't totally understand how to use a compass, I set it on north. And I can't remember with the degrees, but I looked. And I stood on this mountain, and I saw exactly the direction that the road was. So, put it back in my pocket. I went deer hunting. I walked the mountains. I didn't worry about where I was. I was just enjoying myself, carrying my 30-30 and shotgun, whatever it was at that time. And I lived in an area for years. I could only use shotgun, no rifles. So when I was done hunting, I looked around. I seriously had no clue where I was. I didn't have a clue. So I got out my compass. I set it to north, and I got this degree. And I thought, if I walk toward that road that I know is out there, no matter what I see, no matter what mountain I entail, no matter what's in front of me, I'm going to follow that compass setting to that degree, 360 degrees in a circle. So I'm there. So I walked. It felt really weird. It felt strange to me because I had never done this. So I followed it and I walked. And I finally, one moment after, I can't remember how long it was, I came to the top of this one mountain, still looked foreign to me. I felt like I didn't know where I was. And I finally crested the hill. And sure enough, there was the road. There was the road. I'll tell you, you know, I think of the Bible. I think of the Word of God as our compass. And it never leads us wrong. It never leads us astray. It'll always take us where we're going or where we should be. God is our guide. He is with us. So he is the compass, and the word of God is the compass of our souls. Yeah, praise God. I'm glad no matter where we're going, it sets us in the right direction. Often at the beginning of a new year, we're faced with lots of decisions, whether it's meetings, trips, or events, or choosing how you'll spend your time or how you'll spend your money. You can cast a vision on how you'd like the future months to go. And you can plan all you want, but if the Lord is in the compass at the heart of our choices, we probably will get lost. When we turn to God and ask for his guidance, he delights in leading us to fulfill our purpose. We may face obstacles and challenges, but we can persevere knowing that he is leading the way. He's before us, and we can persevere in him. Even when suffering painful situations or circumstances, we can experience joy and peace knowing that God is with us, directing our paths and protecting our heart. We're not going to turn to it, but I will read if you want to mark this down. Psalm 16:11 says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, and eternal pleasures are at your right hand." Thank God we have the compass in front of us, and it will lead us where God wants us to go or where we should go in our life. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, get the setting right, but he'll always lead us true north, true north. He'll always lead us because he is ahead of us. Soon, we will all be facing a new year, and you can trace your path over the past previous months and catch a glimpse of God's presence in your experiences. Whether it's the memory of a sunset or a beach, when tennis was called, I thought, hey, wait a second. That's it. That's my message. Get out of there. That's my message. Get away from there. No, I'm kidding him. But I have it here. Whether it's a memory of a sunset or at the beach or the connection you felt with a loved one, God reveals himself in so many beautiful ways. And sometimes it's unexpected. But, you know, we have hindsight, but God has foresight. You know, we're human beings, and we like to be able to see ahead. We like to be able to look ahead, you know. And some people want to see that so bad. There's 900 numbers you can call, and you can get a fortune teller, or what do they call them? These people on the line, and you can talk to them and pay like a dollar a minute, and they're supposed to be able to tell your fortune. Most of them are out of California. But, you know, or you can go and, you know, they read your palms and they say these lines mean this and that means that. You know, as human beings, you know, sometimes we'd like to see tomorrow, but we don't have that ability. I don't even believe Lucifer has that ability. God holds the ability in his hands. That's why he put prophecies there and he put revelations. And revelations means the unveiling of what God prophesies that's going to be in the future. So, but we got to know that we're in his hands and he will lead us. He's also there for during the hard times, the moments last year or this year when we felt disappointed, hurt, or even afraid. Sometimes these experiences provide us more strength than our pleasant ones because we have to look to him and we have to ask God for his strength in our weaknesses. We look back and see how God has provided for us. He strengthened us and protected us, and he reminds us that he'll do that for us even now. We may feel apprehensive about the next months or what's in the future, but God is ahead of us, clearing a path for us. He has this. No matter what direction we go, and sometimes in life we have so many directions. So do you ever just feel like sometimes, oh, I'm going in like six directions all at once? But yet in reality, God wants us to seek him and know that he wants to lead us in one direction. In our minds, we have lots of things we want to do, but we have to know that he's got our next step. He has our next step. I'm in the last, I'm going to say 5 or 6 weeks, but in the last few weeks, I found out, you know, I'm dealing with a health issue that took me by surprise, and I don't like it. I'm really surprised by it, but it's something I'm dealing with. So I called my brother and I called my sister-in-law, and you know, I'm on the phone with my brother, and I said, told him what was, you know, what I was dealing with. And they said some things to me that it was really so good that I wrote them down. So I want to pass them on to you because I think it was, you know, valuable. Now they said more, but I wanted to just bring you three little quotes kind of that they said that I thought would be helpful to all of us. They said, if he, capital H, if he brings us to us, if he brings us to it, he will bring us through it. I thought that was so good. If he brings us to it, he will bring us through it. And if we do our part and believe God, he will do his part. And another something they told me was, don't tell how big your mountain is. Tell the mountain or your problem. Tell your mountain how big God is. Don't tell God how big your mountain is. Tell your mountain how big God is. And we really do. We have to put it into his hands. And that's what I'm attempting to do. I'm human and I have to know that God has this because we're his child and he has this. He leads us. He's the compass of our souls. He is our next step. Sometimes we come to the point in our lives we just don't know quite what to do. We wake up in the morning and without a specific agenda for the day, we know that if we don't move in some direction, it's just going to be a wasted day. So we take that day and we say, Lord, help me to get done what I need to do and even maybe what I'm going to do for you. Sometimes there are big decisions to make and we don't know which way to go. But he, and I like this, I wrote down, he has the moment. He has the moment. I'm not just saying something. I have something to say. He has the moment. It's not unusual at all to find ourselves on a roadmap with no map to guide in the way, but we need the Bible for our compass. We need it. It's not just that it's something we can let go, or it's just not something that I would say is an option. It's a necessity. It's our compass. Perhaps you've heard the saying, do the next right thing. Though this is easier said than done, It seems to bring us down to the next step at the present moment and reminds us that we are on a path that leads somewhere, and our present decisions affect where we end up. People are learning all the time that our choices have consequences. They can be good consequences or they can be bad consequences. But our decisions and our choices lead us in a path that always has consequences. I think of people sometimes, I know someone in a hospital or been in a hospital now, and it's like, bad choices. And sometimes we know it. And that's the sad part. Sometimes we make bad decisions, we actually know it. So how do we, you know, help ourselves through His Word? How many remember as a child singing the Bible? Yes, that's the book for me. It never changes. What book has been sold more than any other book in the entire world? Yeah, the Bible. It's right in front of us, the Word of God. In Psalms 48:14, we read, but I want to read it again. God is our God forever, and He will be our guide even to the end. You know, on the roads today, we have special gadgets. We have special things. We have GPS. We have our phones with MapQuest. We have phones, you know, our system. I have OnStar and the Sonic. And so it takes us in the directions that helps us. And it helps navigate us to our next destination. But most of the time we get there, but once in a while it can lead us astray. Sometimes, have you ever noticed that once in a while it kind of, you know, if it's not updated maps or if there's a problem or a glitch, it'll lead you astray. But I'm so thankful that God's Word never leads us astray. This isn't good. Because years ago, Dr. Charles Spurgeon said, don't be a Bible thumper. Oh, didn't notice I did that. Oh, I got that. I got him to laugh over there. No, I'm just kidding you. In my, we live on a street called Valley View Drive. And Jane and I always emphasize it to people. If you're going to use your GPS, if you're going to come to our home, be sure to put Valley View Drive in. Because we've had quite a few people come to our home or attempt to come to our home and went way out of the way because there was a Valley View something else. And I know for sure that because I was there once, it's Valley View Street. There's a Valley View Street in Butler, PA. So, you know, God's always specific. He will not, you know, God has this. But sometimes we make mistakes. We all make mistakes and we all make bad decisions sometimes. But I want you to be encouraged that when we're in Him, He will lead us in a direction that is best for our lives. I sent this is in my notes. This is not my notes. I had a buck knife and I really liked it. It was getting off center. So Buck has a lifetime warranty, and they really do. They're only paying me $40 for every commercial I give them, but so it's not much. But Buck Knife has a lifetime commercial. They have a lifetime warranty that you send your knife to them, they will fix it for free, and they will sharpen it, and they'll send it back, and they really do. I've even sent checks to them, and they've sent them back. But they sent my knife back, and one day, and this wasn't too long ago, it was just like 3 months ago, and I get this call from a stranger, and he said, are you Rick Lauser? I said, yeah, I am. He said, well, you don't know me, and the first thing my mind is thinking, well, how'd you get my phone number? He said, well, I looked it up online. He said, your name is on 124 Valley View Drive. I said, that's correct. He said, well, I'm 124 Valley View Street. I have a box here, and I don't know what's in it, but it says it's from the knife company, Buck Knives. So, you know, it's true. You know, so many times there's different directions we can go. But I want to encourage us to go to the direction that God has for us, and He will lead us in the right way. sometimes life doesn't take us in ways that we even know is coming. I tell my girls, I said, you know, you have twists and turns coming, so, you know, plan on it. Our one youngest daughter just told us recently, there's been a turn here that, you know, I didn't expect. And that's the way it is. While we like to think that we want predictability, knowing exactly where we're going to go sometimes doesn't always get us there. But in the spirit, we have to know that he's listening, he's leading, and he's guiding us. We have to latch on to the word that he is our guide forever and ever, even unto death, even unto the end. He'll not lead us astray because he has this. My brother said to me, he says, God won't give you more than you can bear. That's a good Bible. It's more than a good Bible verse. It's a good principle. It's a good concept. In Psalms 104:24, we find these words, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of your riches. When we give God control, we give him control because he has all wisdom. God is wise. Everything he does for you is done in wisdom. Every decision he makes on your behalf is done in wisdom. God has perfect wisdom, which means he doesn't make a mistake. And I highlighted this because I liked it so well. I wanted to emphasize this morning. He, anytime you say him and he, when you're referring to God, we capitalize the H. He never needs to redo or undo something he has done. I want to repeat that. He never needs to redo or undo something he has done. God's wisdom means that he never takes a chance or makes a guess. Hallelujah. God's wisdom is complete. He never gains wisdom. He never grows in wisdom because he is all wisdom. He's our compass. He's our all in all. He is the wisdom. Wow. I'm about to have a Pentecostal experience here. Hallelujah. He is all wisdom. He allows us to glean from that. He gives that to us because he is skilled. He is an expert at what he does. God is not a rookie. He's not an apprentice who's lacking in skills and trying to manage our lives. He is our all in all. He's our Alpha and Omega, our beginning to end. He is all wisdom, and he is the founder, and he doesn't need to learn. He doesn't need to do like we do. We have trial and error to try to gain experience in life. He already knows. I think about the greatness of God, and my mind can't wrap its head around it. Our minds can't comprehend that God always was and always will be. It's easier for us because we have a beginning to understand that he always will be. But going backwards, that's a tough one to comprehend. My goodness. He sets the stars and the moon and the sun and all the galaxies and everything in the universe in place. Our minds can't comprehend it. So we serve him, we love him, and we just have to trust him. We just have to follow God's plan for our life as best as we can. And we do this by faith, believing that he has everything in control. It's important to remember that he is our guide and we're to follow him. He's not going to bring you into a planning room to consult with you. He's the decision maker. God has not called you to question him, but to trust him. I love that. Just trust. Just trust him. That's why we're called believers, because we believe. God said, I will bring the blind by the way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make their darkness light before them. I will set their crooked ways straight. I will make their rough roads smooth. and I will do this because I'm with them and will not forsake them. You know, sometimes we think, oh, that sounds so simple. You know, it's easy to say and it's easy to think, but when you're in that place in life, when you got to trust and believe, sometimes it's a little harder. So I want to encourage you. And I, you know, I'm encouraging myself through the word. It's through the compass of the soul. It's through Psalms 48:14. It's through experience, life's experience. And you know what? When you've had an experience, people can't talk you out of it. If you've had salvation, or you've had been led by God, or you've had experience, you know, people can't talk you out of it. Jeff knows what it is to take corn and fill up wheelbarrows. You can try to talk him out of it. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing, but he's already had that experience. You can't talk him out of it. The experiences we have with him, you need to keep it, hold to it, and clench it tight. If your life was like a painting, the strokes are being added to the canvas today, and sometimes doesn't make sense when we view it at a glance. However, God doesn't waste any strokes. He has a divine brush, and he sees the final picture, and he knows how to stroke. He knows how to paint. He knows how to, you know, give us what we need in our life. And you may think that the picture sometimes may seem gray, sometimes it may seem cloudy, but the time will come when that picture has meaning. Our oldest daughter, Cammie, she's been oil painting for the last just a few years, and she's doing so good at it. It's just amazing. We've got one from her hanging in our house, and she's just doing so amazing. And she says, sometimes you see this gloomy thing on the canvas, and I've seen it. You know, when it's cloudy and dusty, it just doesn't look like anything. And you wonder, how can anything come of that? And that's why sometimes our life just feels like, but as God continues to paint and continues to use the strokes that he needs to be, pretty soon things begin to fall into place as they should be. Sometimes God arrives on the scene when we least expect him. Doesn't he? Doesn't it seem like that? He arrives on the scene when we don't expect it. Just this morning, I had a big surprise. I was inside, and I said to Gina, I said, I'm going to walk out the front door. I'm going to see how cold it feels. I have several coats. I'm going to see what kind of jacket, what do I need for this morning. I opened the door, and right there, right in front of, you know, we have a little, some trees and some bushes and some stuff, just probably, I'm going to say 15, 20 feet from our front door. And this has never happened to me. I opened the front door and stepped out, and there was a buck standing right there in front of me. Not any further than I am from Joanne. And I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, I felt like that was a monster standing right there. I surprised him and he surprised me. And he took off, run around the house and run down back. I've seen him close. But I mean, when you're 20 feet away and you, sometimes something can surprise you. But my sister-in-law, Jan, she taught me something when we were first married, and Jean had heard this. I had never heard this. Sometimes things in life take us by surprise, but they never take God by surprise. Can't we trust him? Can't we say, God, I'm just going to look to you. I'm just going to believe you. I'm going to know that you have all wisdom, and you have our life, and you have my lead, and you have our path in front of us under your control. How many has ever been on a bridge, either walked it or drove across a bridge that felt like it was like really high, or, you know, you drive across a bridge and it feels like the gorge is really deep? Or I walked across a bridge in Kinzu Bridge in Pennsylvania, right outside of Kane, Pennsylvania, and the gorge was 300 feet down. And, you know, as scary as that was, sometimes it feels like in life we walk on an invisible bridge. And sometimes it feels frightening. What if you had a walk across what you feel like is an invisible bridge. You can't see ahead. We can't see ahead, but we know if we look to the Word of God, if we look to the true Master, if we look to the God of all wisdom, He will lead us and guide us. And if we just somehow can shut our eyes and say, Lord, I know this looks bad, but I know that even though I can't see ahead and it feels like an invisible bridge, then and that would be scary. I know you're able to see there. I know you're able to lead me. Nevertheless, simple faith, simple trust, simple belief in God. In many ways, we're asked to cross an invisible bridge each day. God wants us to exercise our trust in Him and His Word by stepping out in faith, and we can be sure of what we hope for and certain of something even we cannot see. And when we are using God's Word and the Holy Spirit for the compass of our souls, our future is in His hands. Praise God. Our future is in His hands. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your goodness to us. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, that even in life when things seem difficult or circumstances seem out of our control, I know that you have things in control. We give them to us. And that's why, Lord, we come to you in prayer. And that's why we come to the foot of the cross, believing you, that you can save us, deliver us, walk with us, and give us moments of belief and give us moments of trust when we can't see it ourselves, when it feels like even the bridge is invisible, and yet we must walk forward. Jesus, I think about your disciples when they were on the boat, and the boat was felt like to them that it was going to sink. And they had to wake you up. You just slept through it. Oh, my. And you said, where are you? Where's your faith? I feel like, you know, so weak sometimes, but God, I know that your word says you'll give us strength in our weakness. I pray that we'll be encouraged. I pray that you'll be the compass of our soul, and I pray the Bible will just become more real to us each and every day. Never lose sight of what you have for us. Never lose sight of the wonderful, precious word of God that's a life to our very soul and our very being. We just thank you for those that are here. We thank you for those that are listening. And God, we pray that our encouragement will come to each of us, that we can walk forward, onward and upward, knowing that you have the right leading and you have the right degree, and we're going to step forward in the right way. We just thank you for all this, Lord. We just praise you for your word. We praise you for the time we had here. And we just glorify your name in Jesus' wonderful, matchless name. Amen. God bless you.